up-to-date Orange County news on KX at 1 Laguna. Now.
A big south swell at Salt Creek Beach over the weekend made life difficult for the hundreds of contestants in the battle for the paddle. Scores of paddlers struggled trying to get out to the course during the four-mile open race, and crowds on the beach let out cheers as well as groans as finishers rode eight-foot faces back to the sand while others wiped out in the churning surf. This was the first year the contest was held at the county beach rather than Doheny. Voters and parents have a chance to make a comparison between school board candidates in a PTA-sponsored forum on Wednesday evening. The forum at Top of the World School is the only public meeting between the four school board candidates. There are three open seats. Hedda Brown is the only incumbent seeking re-election. By comparison, the seven candidates for Laguna Beach City Council prepped this week for yet another question and answer session Thursday at the Boys and Girls Club. The focus will be issues surrounding Laguna Canyon Road. Meanwhile, candidates went out seeking votes over the weekend. Locals Lisa and Gary Arthur's home served as the venue for a fundraiser for City Council challenger Michelle Hall on Sunday. Incumbent Tony Eisman supporters hit the streets to canvass neighborhoods on her behalf. And no sign of a diploma from John Madison was in evidence at Madison Square Garden and Cafe on Sunday, where the Assistance League held a fashion show and fundraiser. Madison's credibility is still under fire due to continuing discrepancies in his resume. Just when you thought it couldn't get any hotter, finally the Aliso Full Moon Drum Circle heats up this Wednesday from 7 to 10 p.m. Hopefully no major problems this time with the crowds or the cops. That's today's news, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. I'm Tyler Russell for KX at One Laguna.